Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you already got your prayer list, you got in your set place. As the music was going forth, you was just meditating and getting there. You made your phone calls. You put that phone on silent that you can go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you all honor, glory, and praise, Lord. Father God, thanking you, O God, for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, O Lord. But Father God, your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father, allow us, Lord Father God, to see this day. So Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thoughts, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists is raised before you this day, Lord Father. Father God, hands being laid upon them. Father God, you know each and every person name by name, Father God, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for hearing and answering prayers this day. For Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for salvation, Lord Father, for those that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O God. Father God, we're thanking you for healing, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now because you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, O God, for being that way maker, Lord Father. Father, when they think that there is no way, Lord Father, out, Lord Father, we're thanking you for being that way maker, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now for being that burden bearer right now, Lord Father, for you to lay every heavy burdens down, Lord Father. And Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, as we lay it down, Lord Father. Father God, you see the blood covering, Lord. For Father, you say the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, O God. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, O Lord. Father, we ask you this day, Lord Father, as we hold before you Chaney, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch, Lord Father God, her hand this day, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you, Father God, for movement, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for healing right now, Lord. Father, nothing, oh God, is too hard for you this day, oh Lord. Father, we come, Lord Father, holding before you Miss Maddie, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. We thank you, O God, for intervening in her situation this day, Lord Father. Father, you are that way maker. You are that burden bearer. You are that healer this day, Lord Father. We thanking you for showing up and showing out, Lord Father. We thanking you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. So, Father, continue, Lord Father. Father, to touch her, Lord Father. Strengthen her this day, Lord, for you know what she's in need of. Father, touch those around her this day, O God. See the blood covering, Lord Father God, the doorposts of her home this day, Lord. And Father, we call it done in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Karen, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for your hedge of protection round about her, her warring and ministering angels, O God, going before her this day, Lord, Father. Father God, shutting the mouths of the enemy this day, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, that she is the head and not the tail this day, Lord. She's above and not beneath, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for her standing, O God, upon your word this day in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden H., Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And, Father, we send no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father. Father God, for open up, Lord, Father God, his mindset right now, Lord, Father. Father, as he's in school, Lord, Father, give him the understanding, Lord, Father, in each and every subject, Lord, Father, that he is taking this day, Lord, Father. And, Father God, let him this day, Lord, Father, look upon you and praise you this day, knowing that it was nobody but you this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brian, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to intervene on his situation this day, O God. For, Father, we are our brothers and sisters keepers this day, Lord. Father, as we pray for supernatural strength, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for the peace that pass all understanding, Lord, Father. We ask you this day, O God, to give it to him this day, Lord, Father. Father God, where he's ready to give up, Lord, Father God, we speak encouragement this day, Lord, Father. Father God, see the blood covering him, O God. See the blood covering his children this day, O God. For, Father, we take nothing and no one for granted this day, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Caitlin Worrell right now, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And, Father God, I send no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your healing virtue, Lord, Father, encamping round about her this day, O God. We thank you how you continue to see the blood covering her, Lord, Father. Father God, despite all, Lord, Father God, that she's been going through, Lord, Father, yet, Lord, Father God, you're still there, Lord, Father, letting us know, Lord, Father, that you're merciful, you're loving, Lord, and you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, Father. We thank you for your strength, Lord, Father, as you continue to give her, Lord, her joy, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak complete healing right now, Lord, Father God, to her body this day, Lord, Father. Father, you have brought her through many surgeries, Lord, Father, and we know, Lord, Father, that nothing, nothing is too hard for you this day. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Melba Williams, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we ask you, O God, Lord, as we come against Alzheimer's, Lord. Father God, we know, Lord, Father God, that you can regulate, Lord, Father, mind right now, Lord, Father. Father, show up and show out for her this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you for those, O God, that is round about her, Lord, Father, taking care of her, Lord, Father. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them not be weary, Lord, Father. And Father God, let them take care, Lord, Father God, of her, Lord, Father, with your agape love, Lord, Father. Father, we're just saying thank you today. We glorify and we magnify you, O Lord. Father God, we're praying for those that have lost loved ones, O God. Father God, you said, Lord, Father God, that you send a comforter to us, Lord, Father. So, Father, leave them not comfortless this day, Lord, Father. Let them rest, O God, in you, O God. Father God, let them call upon you this day. Father, let them remember, O God, the good times, Lord, Father, the times that they have had with their loved ones, Lord. Father, that's why we learn never to take no one and nothing for granted, Lord. Father, telling our loved ones, Lord, Father, that we love them this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for those children and grandchildren, Lord, Father, that is about to go on spring break, Lord, Father, those that are already on spring break this day, Lord, Father. Cover them under the blood, Lord, Father. Father God, those right now, even in school, Lord, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord, Father. Father God, as we come against, Lord, Father God, traffickers, Lord, Father, child molestation, Lord, Father, gun violence in the school, bullying, Lord, Father, we're rendering that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you for the blood, Lord, Father. Father, as you take them to school, Lord, Father, via transportation, Lord, Father, Father God, via walking this day, Lord, Father, see the blood covering them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, each and every day as you continue, Lord, Father God, to bring them back home safely to us, Lord, Father. So, Father, as those, Lord, Father God, that are flying, Lord, Father, via train, Lord, Father, Father, whatever form of transportation, Lord, Father, that they are about to embark on this day, Lord, Father, see the blood covering, Lord, Father, as we cancel their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father. Father, show up and show out this day, Lord. Father God, look upon our listeners this day, Lord. Father God, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, O Lord. Father God, I ask you, O God, for your mercy this day, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for supplying all their needs, O God. Father, we're thanking you for transformation of mindset. We're thanking you for salvation, Lord, Father, for those that don't have it this day, O God. We're thanking you for healing, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for paying, Lord, Father, God, bills paid in full, Lord, Father God, and every debt being canceled this day, O God. O God, continue to see the blood covering this broadcast this day, Lord, Father. Father God, canceling their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, that would try to come up against this broadcast, Lord, Father, trying to hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast this day, Lord. And, Father, we render that assignment null and void right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I glorify and I magnify you for this day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Ain't you glad today that God woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind? Ain't you glad today that he gave you traveling mercy as he was on your way to whatever it is, whether it be your job, school, you know, going to run errands? Ain't you glad that you can breathe? You don't need a machine to breathe for you. And you woke up this morning. Did you thank God today for just waking you up this morning, knowing that you take nothing and no one for granted? Or are you today taking things for granted. Don't take nothing for granted, because no day is promised to us. It's no guarantee that we're going to wake up. There's no guarantee that we're going to make it through the day. But what is your mindset today? Are you right with God today? Because we cannot say, Lord, please don't take me. I still haven't given my life to you. You might not even get a chance to say anything. Why? Because each and every day that you wake up, you ought to say, thank you, Lord, for breath in this body. Thank you, Lord, that I'm still amongst the land of the living. Instead of so busy going about our business, doing everything, but stopping just for a moment to say, Lord, I thank you. I look around and see all that you have done, and I thank you. God is good. God is merciful. God is loving. God is a God of many chances, but do you believe that today? Do you believe that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins today? Because if you believe in your heart today and you don't know him today as your personal Lord and Savior, this is your invitation now. Ask him to come into your heart this day. And let him do his perfect work in you. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. People, time is at hand. And time is waiting for no man. As you can see, we are in the third month of the year already. And almost through the month, do you see how fast time is going? Do you see how fast time is going? We just had daylight saving time this weekend. And you was hearing, like, man, I hate to be at work when, you know, it's, no, daylight saving time. You happy because now the time goes forward. But when the time goes backward and you lose that hour, you don't even like to be to work then. You don't like, no, because that's one more hour later. You got to stay. But think about those that are in their bed. That is like, yes, I got an extra hour to sleep. But is it truly an extra hour that you get? I just thank God today for each and every one of you today. I take none of you all for granted. I thank you all for, you know, continually supporting. Because when you sit and you think of all that God has done, and when I look back over my life and I see what God has done, even bringing me to this point here, being on this broadcast where that awesome woman of God started, I tell, you know, people, if they had told me I would have been here doing this, I'd be like, oh, no, not me, but God. What is do you know the plan that God has for you? Or you have already laid out a plan and it does not involve God today? Is God trying to get your attention? Is he trying to get your attention? Do you have the eyes to see that he is trying to get your attention? Do you have that ear or that heart to recognize today that God is trying to get your attention and you cannot run from God? I don't care what you do, you can't run from him. You can't, if he have an assignment for you, you can do that assignment. So it's best to do it willingly than God have to, you know. Ooh, that's all I'm going to say. I'm in the state today of just being thankful. Thankful for you all. Thank God for being mindful of me. Thank God that I'm able to do for myself and for others. Are you being thankful today? I thank God for my kids, my grandkids. I thank God. God, you are good. You are good and worthy to be praised. You know, today we're gonna talk about Jonah today. That's who we're gonna talk about. Jonah is one of few short books in the Bible, not too many chapters in there. But just to show you that when God have an assignment for you, you're going to do that assignment. And you cannot run from him. And for those of you that have your Bible, let us turn to Jonah, the book of Jonah. That is the Old Testament. And for those of you that may be at work or, you know, you can't get to your Bible at this time, that's no problem. We will read it for you. You write it down. You can go back in your spare time and read it. And don't just do it because I asked you just now to do so. But practice doing that. That whether you in church, you in Bible study, wherever, you know, listening to a broadcast and they give you a scripture, write that scripture down, I mean that book down, that chapter down, that verse down, and go back and read it. Yes, you may follow along with them while you're in church, but in your quiet time with God, and he laid it on your heart to go back and read that, go back and read it. It's time now for us to begin to eat the word, God, for the understanding of the word. Again, I'm going to say, look around you today and say, thank you, Lord. But also, prepare your hearts this day with the word. And I'm not talking about that heart in your chest that's beaten. I'm talking about the spiritual heart, your mind. Prepare it today. Gather all the information. What information you're talking about, Sister Diane? I'm talking about the Word of God. Gather it today. Because you might be that person when this Bible is no longer available to you, and those that are around you that did not take time to spend in the Word of God, even much less accept Him, you might be that one that will bring them to Christ. You might be that one to bring them to Christ today. So don't take it for granted that you have this Bible here that you don't even take off the shelf, take up from off the nightstand, and open up and read. It's time now. For those of you that have it up on the shelf or in the book, you know, in the bookshelf, or having it, you know, prop up some, you know, a table or a chair, whatever, guess what? Dust it off. And you're disrespectful to God, even to even use that. You know, just dust it off today. Lord, forgive me. Give me the mindset, Lord Father. Give me the understanding this day as I open up your word to begin to read it this day. Forgive me, Lord Father, for being slack today. Ask him today. But let's go now to Jonah, the book of Jonah. And we know that Jonah is one of the minor prophets. He is also one of the prophets that was there before they went into exile. So let us see today how much of us is operating like Jonah. Chapter 1. Verse 1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. How much of us today that God has given us an assignment and we are doing opposite of that assignment that he has given you? He tells you to go to brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, and tell them about him. He said, go and give your testimony. But because you don't want brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so to know what you went through and where God had brought you from, you decide you're not going to go. And we're doing today's day, today's time. We want to keep everything a secret because you don't want nobody to know what you've been through. You remember when I told y'all, you know, your thoughts because you didn't say it out. You cursed that person out in your mind. So you figure because they didn't hear you, saying that God didn't hear you. You think your body language didn't show that person what you was thinking about them? Just picture yourself being so disobedient to God. How am I disobedient to God? You're disobedient to God when you don't do what he tells you to do. But yet, when you look at your children or anyone that you give directions to or tell them to do something, as they say, directive, and you're doing contrary to what they tell you to do. And how do they get back your attention? If they're your employee and you tell them to do something and they didn't do it, they went about their business doing their stuff, what happened? You say, you know what? I have talked to you about this, so talking was the first warning. Now I have to perform a disciplinary action against you. So therefore, I am writing you up, and you're going to take a few days off. You're in school. What do? They suspend you. You have in-school suspension, and you have suspension where you can't even come on to the school grounds. So here it is, that God gave Jonah an assignment. He was to arrive and go to Nineveh and cry against it, meaning preach against it. Why? Their wickedness is come up before me. Their wickedness. How much of us today are hearing the prophets, the apostles, the true man and woman of God today that are talking what God gives them? When warning is going forth, are you paying attention? When preparation is going forth, are you paying attention? When the word of correction comes, are you paying attention? Or are you saying, not today, Lord? Not today, Lord. Every day, not today. Every day, not today. Lord, I'm going to give my life to you, but not today. I'm going to make that my birthday present. Lord, I want to have some fun today. Then I'm going to come and do your work, but just not today, Lord. How much are you today saying, not today, Lord? Some of you might tune me out after today, and that is okay. But you know what? You still heard the word. You still heard the word today, repent. You still heard the word today to give your life to Christ. You heard it today. You may like, I ain't listening to her. Who is she? No, who is you? Who are you? Do you know who you are? because I know who I am and I know who I serve. So today, if you're just one person today that don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, don't let another second, minute, nor hour go by today without you giving your life to Christ. Because the wages of sin, gift of God, is eternal life. The gift. And you all know how you all love a gift. So today, your assignment for God today, are you doing it today? The assignment that he have given you. Because we're going to learn about Jonah and his assignment, which we already know God tell him to arise and go to Nineveh. Verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Let me stop right there. Yeah, what is that? It says, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. What God are you serving today? Because there's only one true and living God. What God are you serving today? Have you gotten a bind and you're, you know, you don't know what to do, and you pray into whatever God that you serve outside the true and living God? What are they doing for you today? The word to every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. No man will escape that. None of us. You're either going to bow now or you're going to bow later. Best for you to begin bowing now. It's best for you now to accept him into your life this day. People, time is at hand. See, Jonah is running from his assignment. Are you running from yours today? Are you running from yours today? Because, you see, Jonah knows the God that he serves. I don't have a doubt in my mind that he do not know who God is. The fact that the people of Nineveh was wicked and that God is having mercy, meaning when you hear the word and the word said turn from your wicked ways, the word said repent, the mercy of God is at hand. But will you take that hand today? That hand of mercy, that hand of grace, that hand that says that it will never leave you nor forsake you. Are you taking that hand today? Time is at hand. Is at hand. Take that hand that is stretched out to you today. The hand that is blood covered today, that is knocking at your door today, that you are refusing to open. they was crying out to their God. And as I read that, I thought about, you know, watching the Scorpion King. How many years ago I watched that movie? And when you see that the Scorpion King was coming after the guy, and he had all these chains on his neck. I guess to represent whatever God, whoever, you know, different types of God on there, and he just holding it up and just doing, are you serving so many gods today that you're praying that one of them will answer your cry today? Are you doing so? Because let me tell you, the true and living God, he is there. No matter what you are going through, he is there. That's how awesome he is. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He won't leave you. But here it is. They are praying, every man unto his God, it says, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. That's how confident he was in God, right? He, all them up there, they're stressing, they're fearing for their lives, and he just went down there and he went to sleep. He went to sleep. It says, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. They call in on all their gods. They call in upon their gods. But guess what? Nothing ain't happening. The sea's still raging. I don't know about you, but, you know, being in a boat and those waves are, you know, coming up, and that boat just going up, down, rocking side to side, that you think that boat is going to, you know, hey, flip, go on its side, you're going to go into that water. You know, all that stuff in the water. You see, y'all probably ain't thinking about that, but let me tell you. My dad was a fisherman. He still fish. Not as much as he used to, but let me tell you. Even in that small little boat, after we dog the fishing boat out to sea, and we come in that small little boat coming into shore, and you could literally just put your hand right there in the water as the boat is going. You can play in the water. Let me tell you, first off, that's too close to the water for me. But in order for me to get to shore, I have to go in that small little boat. And you know, if it rocked too much, you know, I get a little anxious. Thank you, Jesus. I don't for keeping me. But could you imagine? I was in a small little boat, the little rowing of it sometime, you know, and the sea a little bit rough, and I say a little bit, not compared to it raging how it's raging here. And you're in the boat. So you know you're in the boat, so you're safe. As long as that boat don't capsize, you're in the boat, you are safe. But when there is trouble, when there is trouble in the water, it's no guarantee that you're going to stay in that boat. So think about what you're going through. Think about what you're going through. You're in that boat today. And everything around you is just chaos around you. But as long as you're in that boat, it won't touch you. You're safe in the boat. Again, people, safest place today to be is in Christ. Safest place to be is in Christ today. No matter what storm is raging around you, the enemy coming up against you, stay in Christ. Don't allow nobody, don't allow nothing to get out of Christ today. And when he give you an assignment and he say, go here, you need to be here by that time. You need to see this person in this color shirt at this location. Do it. Because when we don't and we veer off of that path, what was given to us, things happen. And you cannot blame God and say, well, how is it he let this happen to me? I'm supposed to be a child of God. Yes, you are a child of God, and you are a very disobedient child of God. Because God gives you a directive which you fail to follow, and stuff happens. So what do? Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Get back on the right path. Get back to your assignment. Get back to your assignment, because you cannot run from God. How could you run from your Creator? How can you even possibly think you can hide from him? You can't hide from him. You can't. So when assignment is given, complete your assignment. Complete your assignment. In school, you have homework assignment. And when you do your assignment and you turn it in, you get a grade for it. How much effort did you put into that homework assignment determines the grade that you're going to get. I always hear Bishop say, small prayer, small blessing. I have Bishop Porter here on the line, so you know that part. Bishop Porter, I'm opening up your line right now, and tell me what it is that it goes, what you say, small prayer?
Small blessing. Much prayer, much blessing.
Much. There
same
you go.
Everything that God say, much is given, much is required. If you reap much, you sow much. If you do it least, you're going to reap least. So God is true to his word. And I just want to thank God for you, Minister Diane, on today. You on point. And I just wanted to let you know, praise God, amen, it's as much needed today, praise God. And as you were saying about Jonah here, God gave him an assignment, and he wanted to take matters in his own hands. And just like you just said, you can't run from God. Praise the Lord. God is everywhere, all at the same time. Because anybody should have known that was Jonah, huh? And he's going to pick up on it and pay his own money. He's going to take him a vacation. I ain't going to Nineveh. I'm going to Tarshish. But, oh, you cannot run from God. And I just want to thank God, amen, for the word today, because she is making a plea to you. She's offering an invitation, knowing that if you don't know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior, this is a personal invitation. You can't look at mama. You can't look at father, sisters or brothers, grandma, no one else. This is a self case. The word of God tells us that every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess. You might say, I don't go to church. I was there and I got hurt. There's no excuse. Come on here. Huh?
Amen.
See? Well, such thing is no perfect church. But thank God, amen, our Lord and Savior is the perfect one. And if you go to him, he said he'll always be there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So thank God, amen, that you have a Savior that loves you. And he loves you and I unconditional, praise God. And that's throughout the whole world. You know, I just thank God for you, Minister Diane. And when you humble yourself, I heard her say that, humble is the way that leads to salvation. Huh? When you humble, God exalt you. See? Because he searched the heart. And he knows what's in the mind of your spirit. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that? That you can't hide from God? He, and he's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And I just praise God. Amen. And he said what he do for one, he do for all. But you know, Matthew 6:33 tells us that you got to seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, God
yes,
wants to be
Lord.
First. This is what Minister Diane is pleading to you. God wants to be first. Huh? Not your job, not your husband, not your wife, not your whatever. Huh? But him. God want to be first and foremost in your life. And once you do that, read it. Put it right down if you don't have time to look in your Bible. Matthew 6:33. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all of his righteousness and all these other things will be what? Added. See, it's got benefits when you... It's on the Lord's side. When you have accepted Jesus Christ, benefits go with it. See? That's
Amen.
Something the world's not going to get. Certain things the world's not going to get. He said he rained on the unjust like he do the just. Praise the Lord. But you know what? It's not the one thing in this Bible for you, sinner. That's to repent.
Amen.
You got to repent because Jesus made it clear. Ms. Diane, you don't mind, do? Oh, praise God.
Go right ahead, Bishop.
The whole world. You can gain the whole world and lose your soul. See, so don't let riches and blessings get the best of you now and put it before, amen, the one that give you the blessing. See, you got to want to bless her. You got to want him. Praise God. See, because one day, huh? And it was a parable in the Bible, this man, and he said, I'm getting ready to retire. And he had to build up his barn, and he stored up everything, and getting ready to retire. And God looked from heaven and said, thy food, today your life be required at my hand. And when he retired, he died. See? Now, think about it. Where will you spend eternal? Because this is not your home. See? We here eternal, temporal. But when you leave out this earth, you have an eternal home with Jesus Christ. Not when you die, you dead, you gone, it's done. No, not, no. This is sure as a heaven, there's a hell. You're either going up or you're going down. Man, there ain't no thing about it. There ain't no straddling no fence. See, and one thing about this ministry, we're going to tell you, praise God, like the word of God say. We don't have no opinion when it comes down to the word of God. See, we're going to give it to you. We're going to read it to you. We explain it to you. And it's to you because it's off our hands. You know what he told Ezekiel, Minister Dane? He said, if you don't tell them what you've been telling them, the blood going to be required at your hand. That's what he told Ezekiel. Huh? He said, now once you tell them, then the blood is on their hand. See? Once Minister Dane that Jesus, have you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's all for her. And if you die the next few minutes, you can't bow before God and say you didn't hear that. Oh, no, it's the books is open. And everything that we are saying to you today throughout this nation is in the book. See, we're going to be judged by the book. We're going to be judged by the word of God. Praise the Lord.
You see, Bishop, they don't think that they have an angel that walks alongside them writing down everything that you do.
Amen.
Everything that you're saying.
Thank God.
They are right there. Remember, we have angels, the angels
That's right.
that we don't even dispatch to go before us.
Praise
we
God.
Think that the words say that we have more fighting for us than
against
us.
Yeah.
But how do you know if you don't believe? How do you know if you don't dispatch your angels? They go before you. They're fighting there with you. You are not by yourself. You are not by yourself. You have an army of angels there waiting to be dispatched. Yeah, goodness and mercy. And yet
Amen.
We don't dispatch our angels. We leave out the house. We don't dispatch our angels. We on our job or in school or wherever we're at, yet we still don't dispatch our angels.
Praise God. You know,
we serve an awesome God. Go ahead.
Amen.
Bishop.
Amen. I mean, he is awesome. He is awesome. We serve an awesome God. And he loves you. And he's yet with outstretched arms saying, whosoever will, let them come. But as you in this book of Jonah, and I was thinking on Jonah, how many ministers we have like Jonah? Hardhead.
Come on now.
And we have to get right, huh? See, the Lord have to get us right before we can help somebody else. See, I'm not ashamed to say it, you know. Sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we miss the mark. And that's what Jonah done. God was with him. He was a prophet. He knew God. He spared the rest of the ship by him being honest and telling the people, this is my fault. This is why all this is happening to y'all. At least he was honest, see? And he said, now what you got to do, you got to throw me overboard. They didn't want to even do it. They didn't want to throw him in. He said, no way this man going to survive if we throw him over in that rough water because he's going to be dead. Not knowing God had prepared, see? But it was not going to stop. Prayer wasn't going to stop this because of his hard-headedness. You can call dangers to other people when you're not where you're supposed to be, preachers. And this is what Minister Diane is telling us today. And you know the sad part about it, Minister Diane? When he got there, he had to say was 8 words. 8. He had to do all you doing. He had to stay on there no hour and a half. And all he had to say was 8 words. God going to overthrow the city and for the day. He was through.
See?
But look what he went through.
Because he determined that he was going to stray from his assignment. That's why. He determined, and that's why I say how much of us today that God is telling you to go and do something that you refuse to complete your assignment. You're refusing and being disobedient. And here it is, you're hearing a man of God. The title that he operates in is a bishop. This is a leader that is talking to you all. So if this leader can talk to you all and even say that there are leaders, time now, people. Open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart. See, hear, and receive today the word, because you will be held accountable.
Amen.
You will be held accountable.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Even, and when I read that verse 5 where you say, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. And if you're looking at your Bible right now, you would see the word God in there is a little g. Because none of them is greater than our Creator. In the God that I serve, I don't know about the God you serve, but I know the God that I serve. He's the big G. He's the real thing.
Come on here. Come on here.
He is the real thing. Just like they was busy calling on their gods.
Yeah.
You remember Elijah and the other prophets?
Mm-hmm.
You remember he tell them? Call upon their God. Let that fire come up there.
Yep.
Did the fire lit?
And then told them, don't put no fire up under it now. Don't put no fire. Huh? And then he said, go get 4 pails of water and put water all around his. See, he said, you know water and fire don't mix in our society today. Am I right? To show you how powerful is our God. I tell you, Elijah went over and beyond. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. And they poured water. He said, pour all the trenches all over the sacrifice. I mean, he had no matches. He had no fire, nothing. And got on his knees. Prayer is a powerful tool that he has given us. When we call on the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, he's a big God. He's so big you can't get over him. He's so wide you can't get around him. He's so low you can't get under him. You got to come through Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Oh, help me here. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, you know, that made me so happy here, Minister Diane. Oh, my, that fire come down, consume the water, the sacrifice. It's power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance. I don't know why people don't use that name more. Oh, praise God. Oh, every devil in hell tremble at the name of Jesus. Every time we say Jesus, devils tremble. Ain't that power? Ain't that some powerful anointing? Yokes be destroyed. Captives will be set free. Broken hearts will be mended. Oh, I'm telling you something here. Minister Diane telling you, oh, y'all know to help me here. And then the false prophet tried to run. They tried to run. No, he said, don't let not a one of them get away. Catch him. Right. The question is, like Minister Diane said, what God are you serving? I ain't talking about no nomination here. You're talking about Christianity. Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior? St. John, where you find that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. St. John 14 and 6. Read it. Read it. Jesus said, I'm the way. He didn't say Buddha. He didn't say Sun Yat Moon. He didn't say Joseph Smith. He didn't say Muhammad. Jesus said, I am the way. Now, if a man come telling you the way, don't you know we ought to try to follow it? Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Go ahead, Diane.
Yes, yes, yes. So this is why it's so important for us to stay focused, stay on that assignment that God has given you to do. See, I'm staying on my assignment.
Amen. Amen.
I am staying on my assignment.
And I'm a witness.
I don't know about
I'm
you all.
Apostle would be proud. Pastor Sharon, oh my God. Think about him. I get emotional. They would be proud to see. Oh, praise God, how you on your post and you crying loud and span not. Oh, still holding up the bloodstained banner. Time to talk about it. And yet moving on in the name of Jesus. All praise God. Thank God for your daughter. Thank God. I'm proud of you, happy for you. Praise God. And the best is yet to come in the name of Jesus. All glory to God.
I receive it. I receive it. I give all honor, glory, and praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because if it was not for him, I would not have been here sitting before you bringing forth the word. See, when I'm talking to you all, I'm talking to myself too. I'm encouraging myself. I'm getting myself in order. Because any preacher, any teacher, any bishop, any apostle, they will tell you that word is, you know, when you take and you load that shotgun now, and you rest it, that butt against your shoulder, and you take and you aim and you fire, you get that kickback, and it kicks you back. And if you're not, you know, positioned good, you know, steady, you're going to fall. But that word just kicks right back at you.
Amen.
It kicks back at you. So when you think that, oh, well, the preacher is talking about me and, you know, da-da-da. You know what? If the message fits you, guess what? I hear Apostle used to say, just say ouch. Draw your feet back and say ouch.
That's right.
And keep on pressing on. Make the changes that needs to be made in your life.
Amen. Come on.
Make the change. Because without you coming into alignment and say, okay, Lord, yes, I messed up. I tried to do it without you. But all I'm doing is messing stuff up.
That's right.
See, Jonah was messing stuff up for others because
Everybody.
Of his disobedience. Because of his disobedience, not going to Nineveh, but he's like, oh, God, not today, God. I'm going to Tarshish. That's where I'm going. You know, forget that assignment right there.
Right.
But the life that you put in arm's way for anything to happen, you will be held accountable.
Amen.
Because of your disobedience, you put other lives in danger. You cause lives to be taken. Think about that. So be careful also on the people that you have around you that are in the midst of you today.
Right.
Verse 7 says, and they said everyone to his fellow, come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. That's who it fell upon, Jonah. Now, how can you even think about how to come upon Jonah? Because here it is, they're praying to their God and nothing ain't happening there. And Jonah is the only one, it says, down there.
Sleep.
In the ship. Sleep. Let me bring another thing back to your remembrance. Now, we're going in the New Testament to come back to the old, okay?
Okay.
You remember when Jesus was on the boat with the disciples?
Right.
And it was storming.
Yeah.
And they were there. They was afraid. They was afraid. And what was Jesus doing?
Sleep.
Thank you. In the boat. There goes another boat. See, Noah was in the boat. Noah started it. Noah was in the boat. Then, look at this. Look at all this that's happening. And Jesus is there. He's asleep. Peaceful as ever. The storm outside raging. Let me tell you another thing. Apostle Porter, it's storming outside. We hear a storm coming. What do? You begin to anoint your house. You begin to prepare. You see, not just naturally, but spiritually as well.
Right.
You know, you're going to go. You're going to gather your groceries, your water, you know, all that you need. You're gathering them in the house. You're gathering them in the boat.
Amen.
Okay? And we walk around the house and pray and anoint the house. You inside your house, you walk around, you anoint your house.
Right.
That storm will be raging, and the apostles will say, didn't you not pray? So why you walk in the floor? Why are you walking the floor? You pray. That's
Amen.
All you can do. You pray. And you stand on what it is that you prayed for. Our problem today is we pray, we don't believe what we're praying.
Amen.
We're just praying just to pray. I don't know about you all, but I don't pray just to pray.
I know that's right.
I believe in what I'm praying. I believe it's already done. Why? Because they call those things that are not as though they are.
Hey, right.
And that's what you are doing. You're asking God to intervene. You're asking God for healing. You see, they were asking their God, you know, for that raging sea to stop raging and be calm.
Right.
Let me tell you, when that sea is turning up, and it's turning up, and it's turning up, what is underneath comes to the top and bring it to shore. For those of you that are close by a shore, you see all that seaweed and all that stuff comes right up onto shore. And what we say, the sea is cleaning itself. So, what storm is about to rage in your life today? that you cannot trust God or think about trusting God today and thinking that you can do it yourself. Sometimes that storm that is about to rage up in your life can be that disobedience on that assignment that God has given you that you refuse to follow, you refuse to do, that you're putting others around you in danger. We are to examine ourselves, pay attention. When you see God give you an assignment to go and do it as he say to do it, go straight here, go to the right here, continue going straight, look for that yellow post, go to that person, and that's how you do it. You stay on course. Because when you veer off that path, when you veer off that path, the GPS say, recalculating, sometimes it just stops because the GPS itself is lost. But with God, when he shined that light, you can't be lost. But if you continue to walk in darkness, where there is no light, you're liable to drop in any pit, any hole. You're liable to run into any tree, any house, any. This is what you're liable to do today. And not just you. You will cause others around you. Guess why? Because they are following you to fall in that pit, to run into that wall, to go off path because they're following you. And you don't know today who is following you. I may never know who my listeners are. I may never know that the prayers that we are praying for people are being answered. I may never know, but you know what? God knows. God knows. Those around you know. So take nothing lightly today, people. I know we didn't even get through the first chapter. But we're going to read out Jonah. We're going to take the time and read out Jonah. But do you have the ears today? Do you have the heart today to hear the word, to receive the word? And do you have that mindset today to just even go back? Though I only got to verse 7, you can go back and read it, meditate on the word. And you know what? You can come back tomorrow and you can say, you know what, Sister Diane? This is what God gives me when I took the time and I went back and read the word. You can do that. He may give you a revelation and you were so excited that, hey, God is speaking to me. He showed me this and I want to share it. You know what? Don't be afraid or ashamed to share the word of God today. Share it.
Amen. Amen.
You may never know the life that you have touched. Share the word today. Be obedient. It's time now for us as followers of Christ to open our mouth. It's time now. We keep our mouth shut because of fear. Fear of what they're going to do, fear of what they're going to say. But you know what the word says? Fear not those that can kill the body. Fear the one that can kill both body and soul. Fear God. That's who you're supposed to fear. And I'm not saying fear him in the sense of, you know, being afraid of him, because that's not the fear that he wants. The fear is reverencing him.
There you go. Come on. Talk about it.
That's
Amen.
The fear.
Right. Amen.
But we the fear that we know is to be afraid of something. And when they say fear God, oh, you can fear him in that way too. But that's not how he wants you to fear him.
Man, come on.
This is why we have to transform our mindset. Ask God to continually renewing our mind daily. So I'm trusting because this show, this broadcast, it's time to talk about it. How about talking about it with us? Tell your friends tomorrow. Tell them today to call in tomorrow. Give them the number. For those that are listening on another device, the calling number is 347-857-3925. Call in. Press the number one and share, because it's now time to talk about it. What are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about salvation. We're talking about the gift that God gives us each and every day and still have fun in the Word. Amen. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go, and
I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I
stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God, let him have.
Let God have
his way.
That's when things start happening.
let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.